And it's not just Mau Bruff causing problems for the Turnbull government. So too the latest outbreak of hostilities between Tony Abbott and Julie Bishop. The pair are at odds over whether the deputy Liberal leader told the former Prime Minister back in February that Malcolm Turnbull was plotting to take his job. Tony Abbott says she didn't. Julie Bishop says she did.
Obviously, people have different recollections across a whole range of issues. The media's canvassed all this. I've nothing to add.
Julie Bishop speaking on The Project last night. Michelle Grattan joins us now. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Fran.
Michelle, Tony Abbott and Julie Bishop at loggerheads over whether she told the then Prime Minister that Malcolm Turnbull had been speaking with Scott Morrison about becoming Treasurer in a Turnbull government. Now, someone is not telling the truth here or is misremembering quite spectacularly.
Well, that's right, but I think that the wider point is that this argument is just going on and on in the public domain, and Tony Abbott is obviously furious about the accounts that are coming out, and there are many of them as books and articles get produced, and this is becoming quite a destructive argument.
Well, he also said, he said she wasn't telling the truth about letting him know about that phone call from Turnbull to Morrison. He also says she's not telling the truth when she says that he, as Prime Minister, had the full backing of the Cabinet. He says that claim, quote, was rendered ridiculous by the leaking that so obviously took place. So he's really taking her on. Now, up to now, I've been thinking a former PM gets to vent, gets to defend his record. But this starting to feel like it's moving into another phase, Michelle, a phase potentially very dangerous for Malcolm Turnbull. Do you agree?
I think that Tony Abbott is very, very bitter about certain individuals, Julie Bishop, Scott Morrison in particular, and that's come out repeatedly. Yes, it is moving into another phase because these post-events accounts are also dripping out, and that just fuels the anger. But from the point of view of the government and Malcolm Turnbull, I think that it's not at this stage dangerous. It's damaging, but that damage is limited because the general community, I think, has moved beyond Tony Abbott, and they're concentrating on what the new Prime Minister's doing. That's still an unfolding story, and people are interested in that. They are more engaged in the positive vibes that are coming from the government than wanting to look back. Now, that's how things are now. Of course, it could change if Malcolm Turnbull's popularity recedes. But at the moment, and with an election now not all that far away, I think that attention is concentrated elsewhere, both in the party, in the community.
Okay, well, certainly attention's concentrating on Mau Bruff in the Parliament. We've just been speaking with the opposition there. Malcolm Turnbull can do something about Mau Bruff. Should he stand the minister aside given this police investigation is going on?
I think Malcolm Turnbull's in a quite difficult position here because essentially all the information that is now being talked about was on the record when Mau Bruff was appointed by Malcolm Turnbull in the wake of the leadership change as Special Minister of State. The one thing that's changed, the big thing that's changed, is that we've had this police raid of his his house and James Ashby's house. So if he stands aside Mau Bruff now, he's essentially saying he made a mistake at the time. Nevertheless, this is a very bad look for the government, and I think that you can see that the government ministers really are concerned about this. They're not anxious to associate themselves with Mau Bruff at all.
Okay, Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is Chief Political Correspondent for The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at Canberra University.